The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, DM Biz Mixer in the house.
I'm in the house.
You are in the house, yeah. How are things over at Drake?
Oh, okay. Good.
They're good.
Yeah. You know, Chris.
Are you guys out yet? I mean, you guys have been in session for 2 weeks.
Is it time to leave? It's time to go now. No, we got
spring break
coming up pretty soon.
I got to go back to school.
Chris Snyder, you know, he's doing all kinds of stuff. He's got some workshops. So he's like Professor Extraordinaire, Professor to the community. He does all of his students and then is kind enough to, you know, I think he's going to be at the AMA event. We'll cover that.
Okay, all right. Let's go. What do we got for networking in the Metro?
So, tomorrow, we have a Topical Tuesday at the Iowa Center for Economic Success, Enhancing Your Sales Toolbox with Intention. Enhancing Your Sales Toolbox with Intention.
Got it.
So, imagine that's like your CRM systems and what's your funnel look like and how can you use these things intentionally to actually capture leads and nurture them? You could nourish them too.
You know, else is, do you have the one from the regional luncheon for tomorrow?
What is that one?
That's also on the 6th tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's out in West Des Moines at the West Des Moines Marriott.
Oh, is this with the
Yes.
Gabor?
Yes.
Yes, I have that there on my list. But thank you for, you know, there's a lot of stuff out
there's
there.
A lot
of stuff. I'd like to highlight that one. That'd be good. So also that particular event is over the noon hour, just noon to one at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. But the monthly, it's kind of a monthly lunch and learn, a regional thing through the chamber is going to be 11:30 to 1 in West Des Moines Marriott, Keeping Customers Continually Infatuated.
Yes.
Nice title.
I like infatuation.
Yeah. And
sometimes infatuation can be fleeting.
Oh, so you have to keep them infatuated,
right,
which is the point of that time. So that usually means that there's a little networking at 11:30 and then the actual programming starts at noon also. So you have to make a choice what you want to go to tomorrow. Then Wednesday is, of course, Million Cups, which is our normal Million Cups, but I wanted to mention that a week from Wednesday is a special.
Yeah, the gubernatorial governor is going to be there.
Yeah, so it is probably going to be standing room only. It's 8 to 9:30. It's the first time we've had anyone from a government office on that level come and talk about the state of entrepreneurship. Interestingly, that also sort of coincides with, right on the tail of that, Monetary, which is the Dwolla event, which now is closed. By the way, you have to get on the waiting list.
This is a funding opportunity.
It is, you know, about how do we bring investors for all these startup activities we have going on into the state, because we're not really high on the investor list, you know, so we've got all this great stuff going on in our ecosystem, but we don't attract that kind of capital that could really make some changes.
It ain't Palm Beach.
No. Or Silicon Valley.
That's right.
Or Austin, Texas.
Although you can get by with a lot less money in investment
that
here than what you can
there. That is true. So I think it's really cool. Dwolla, of course, was one of the really early, very, very successful startups who is not a startup anymore. And so to have them shepherding in some of this stuff is such a nice give back, I think, to the community.
And when is that, Laura?
So that one is, I believe, on the 20th. Yes. And it's a 3-hour deal. So it's Tuesday, March 20th from 3 to 6 p.m.
Wow.
So, but that's just a little look ahead then. And I just think that those two things with looking at the thing coming with the governor coming. And
she's going to be talking about the future of startups and possibilities in startups.
And then right after that, we have this VC event coming in. So I think that's really great. That is saying something about the momentum that hopefully we'll see. so then we also have raising capital on Thursday.
That's with Mike Caldwell, I think, isn't it?
Well, so last week was an also an investor capital thing, and this one
this is with VC.
This is raising capital seminar, right? And so this is going to be held at Brown and Winnick law firm.
Yep,
it's all day, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's it's a little bit different from before when it was like loans and now we're talking about.
The other one was SBAs and loans and bank notes. And, and this is actually talking about investors, which is a heck of a lot different because you have to have some legal expertise to be able to be in that crowd. Yeah.
Right. And so there's definitely, you know, ways. I think the biggest thing is if you have to understand what kind of business you have and what kind of funding and capital matches that kind of business. So so also Thursday, I have the FFA Enrichment Center. This is actually part two. So sorry, folks, but you can't get involved in it because we had part one last week. But I know. But just
she's
to look ahead,
teasing you now.
Just to look ahead to the following Thursday, then we will have a new class, and that is in social media program management. So it's really looking at kind of like that sales toolbox. We're looking at all the technology and tools and things that you can use to manage your program and your process in an effective way when it's just you, you know, or a small team. We have, looking ahead a little bit, like I mentioned, the 14th is when the governor will be at Million Cups. And then on the 15th, Smartphone Video and Premiere Pro. It's a video workshop. That's with Chris Snyder. And then we have Monetary. And then after that, AMA Iowa has How to Succeed in Zuckerberg's New Facebook.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to be on the 21st. And again, that's in AMA, Iowa. It's going to be in Urbandale. It's 3 to 6 p.m. And that's Chris Snyder with Justin Wise.
Right.
So they are going to kind of co-host with AMA. How do we navigate all these changes in Zuckerberg's new Facebook? Yes.
We just turn it off.
Well, some people are, you know, jumping off, actually. They are. Some businesses are like, for me anymore.
Not anymore. I don't want to do this.
Too much work.
Yeah. And you know, there's some real risk that they take with this if they're not going to be as business friendly. And it's going to be a whole new world. And in that kind of a space, now, mark my words, all right? This I don't think this is going the way of MySpace, but I tell you what I think is going to happen is that Facebook, even though it has billions of users and it's all that, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't start tinkering around on the sidelines and come up with a really good business-centric B2C type of a platform. Now, LinkedIn is B2B, so to speak. Some B2C, but mostly B2B. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't launch something that's maybe more business-centric and friendly. I don't know.
You heard it here, folks.
I'm thinking. I don't know anybody that's doing this. But I haven't gotten... But you know, as Facebook gets more and more difficult, I think, for businesses and agencies and others to utilize because the freebie party is over. Maybe there's something else.
You know, I think it'd be interesting to know what would attract consumers onto a platform where they know they're going to engage with businesses. Right. I mean, that's kind of like, in a way, would be like a social network for Groupon. You know what I mean? Like you buy Groupon, you know, you get your emails, but you're not like social networking with Groupon. Right. So, I mean, would it be like cost savings? Would it be what would it look what like it where look, people would actually want to be there?
And what would be the value to the consumer?
Right.
Yeah. Would it be monetary or would it be knowledge of the I don't know. I don't know. But I wonder how long we can mix business and networking and pleasure together on a Facebook thing. And as crazy as Facebook, you know, I don't know how many I've got lots and lots of people on my Facebook page, mm-hmm. and it gets overloaded with political stuff from time to time.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. I don't know.
No, I'm going to, in May, I'll be going to Nigeria to work on a startup. One of the Mandela fellows that were here, Asher, who's
right,
been
Asher.
On the show. And so he's launching a Million Cups version of Million Cups in Nigeria, which will be really
That'd be fun.
So I'll be there. And also has a partner, a friend, relative that's starting a monetized video thing where you're actually incented to look at YouTube
wow.
ads. So,
wow, neat. Nigeria. Yeah. Who knew?
So, see, somebody in Nigeria is thinking about your idea.
All right, we got to go. It's 9 out of 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, oh, and Jimmy Olson is the voice of the News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.